Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root coming up an hour from now. I'm very excited about that. A reminder that this hour of live and local now is brought to you in part by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam. Good guy. Call him right now, in fact. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Okay, It is a stunt as old as politics. You have a hearing or you have a debate and you put an empty chair on the stage. And that's the candidate who would not show up. That's the attorney general that would not testify. And so it was at the House Judiciary Committee today. Yesterday, Jerry Nadler announced that William Barr would be a no-show today at the House Judiciary Committee, and mainly because the House Judiciary Committee was going to allow staff lawyers to spend 30 minutes questioning William Barr. William Barr said, no, I'll be happy to answer questions from the panel, from members of Congress, but I'm not going to do staff attorneys. Which turns it into an interrogatory or into an interrogation, if you will. This was Jerry Nadler yesterday announcing that William, this is cut two, by the way, that William Barr would be a no-show, and so it was today. Here it is.
Although we have worked around the clock to address his concerns, Attorney General Barr has just informed us that he will not attend tomorrow's hearing. Given his lack of candor in describing the work of the special counsel, our members were right to insist that staff counsel be permitted to question the Attorney General. I understand why he wants to avoid that kind of scrutiny, but when push comes to shove, the administration cannot dictate the terms of our hearing in our hearing room. The Department of Justice has also told us that they will not comply with our subpoena for the full unredacted Mueller report, a subpoena that was returnable today. I will continue to work with the Attorney General to reach a reasonable accommodation on access to the full report and the underlying evidence, but not for much longer. Compliance with congressional subpoenas is not optional, and if good faith negotiations don't result in a pledge of compliance in the next day or two, the next step is seeking a contempt citation against the Attorney General. There are many questions that must be answered. The committee will convene at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning as planned. My colleagues will be present. I hope and expect that the Attorney General will think overnight and will be there as well. Are there any questions?
Will you issue a subpoena for Mr. Barr in the morning?
We will issue a subpoena. No, in the morning, tomorrow we will not issue a subpoena. But the first thing is to get the unredacted report, and we will negotiate on that for another day or two, and if necessary, and remember that was subpoenaed, if necessary, go for a contempt citation shortly thereafter. We will also start a process to get Attorney General Barr there.
What is your response to the ranking member who says you're torpedoing this hearing?
We're not torpedoing this hearing. The committee has the right to determine its own procedures. The Attorney General has a nerve to try to dictate, and the administration has a nerve to dictate our procedures. It's simply part of the administration's complete stonewalling of Congress, period. And what the ranking member is saying is that by determining how we'll proceed, we are stonewalling, as if it's our choice that he should not come. He is trying to blackmail the committee into not following what we think is the most effective means of eliciting the information we need. And the Congress cannot permit the executive branch, we cannot permit the administration to dictate to Congress how we operate.
So there you have it. And as promised, William Barr was a no-show. They had an empty chair at a table to signify this is where William Barr would be seated if he were there. And the problem was he wasn't there. Now, I thought his testimony yesterday was riveting, and I think he handled members of Congress, Democrat senators, really well. Even though there was, you know, the usual rancor between the witness and the Democrats. Michael Isikoff, this is cut three, was on with Chris Cuomo last night and took a look back at the testimony of William Barr. Listen to Michael Isikoff. He's a noted author and talking head on cable news, mainly on MSNBC, believe it or not. But he was on with Chris Cuomo, promoting a book, obviously, on CNN. Here it is.
Barr was clearly throwing his old friend and colleague, Bob Mueller, under the bus. I mean, he criticized him on multiple levels. Right from the get-go, he said he met with Mueller on March 5th and talked to him about the upcoming report and said, he told him, make sure you identify grand jury material so we don't have to get into a protracted review that's going to delay this. And he says Mueller essentially ignored him.
Right.
That he gave him a report without identifying.
So much more work to do.
That
we were surprised.
The release
and that's the reason it was delayed. He also said something else that plays to the Republicans. The Republicans today, they didn't want to talk about whether or not there was obstruction. They didn't want to talk about any of that. They wanted to talk about spying. And they want to talk about how the real Russian collusion is with the Clinton campaign paying for a dossier that was used with Russian agents. And that was money given to Russia. Essentially, that's collusion. And Bill Barr, when asked about it, was like, well, yeah, I guess he should have looked at that. I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that. Oh, yeah. You know, the spying. Yeah, he probably should have looked into the roots. Well, now, what does that mean? That really wasn't part of the purview for Mr. Mueller.
Yeah,
was
but Barr has made pretty clear he buys into the Republican argument on this. And there is an inspector general report that's coming, you know, in the next few weeks that's going to have a big impact on how this plays out. If the IG finds that there were problems in the way that the FBI used the Steele dossier and the FISA warrant, that's going to play right into the Republicans' hands, and it is going to change the debate on this somewhat, because that will give an imprimatur from an independent arbiter to that argument. We don't know that's what he's going to find, but that's the ball game on that score.
There you go. That's the ball game, according to Michael Isikoff, on with Chris Cuomo on CNN last night. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a member of Congress who, big coincidence, also happens to be a presidential wannabe on the Democrat side, one of 20 announced candidates, is calling for William Barr to resign after his testimony yesterday. Why? She'll tell you in her own words. That's all coming up. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. Live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root, top of the hour. Coming up after 11 o'clock, we had planned to have her on yesterday, Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman from District 22. She actually has passed a bill. Somebody is passing a bill. They've only had like five bills passed in the legislature. It's just incredible. No, it really is. I promised I'd let you hear from a member of Congress, a member of the United States Senate from the People's Republic of California. She's also one of 20 presidential wannabes on the Democrat side. Listen to this and her explanation. This is Kamala Harris, calling for William Barr to resign or be impeached. We're starting to hear more and more of this from Congress. They didn't like what they heard yesterday. But after the testimony yesterday, this is Kamala Harris yesterday in our nation's capital. It's cut four, by the way, if you're keeping score at home. Kamala Harris calling for William Barr to resign. Here it is.
What was, absolutely enlightening and should be deeply troubling to the entire American public is that he made a decision and didn't review the evidence. No prosecutor worth her salt would make a decision about whether the President of the United States was involved in an obstruction of justice without reviewing the evidence. This Attorney General lacks all credibility and has, I think, compromised the American public's ability to believe that he is a purveyor of justice.
Okay. Now, all of this, all of this surrounds the notion that the president should be impeached. You know, Bill Barr is kind of a late add-on, if you will. And it was kind of cute. You know, no, seriously. When they started including William Barr in the impeachment talk, it wasn't just the president that should be impeached. It's his attorney general who should be impeached. I love this. I don't know if you caught this last night. Laura Ingraham. This is cut six, by the way. Laura Ingraham literally dared Democrats to go after a Trump impeachment. Dared the House to invoke articles of impeachment. This is cut six last night on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
If the Democrats want to impeach this president on the basis of this Mueller report, I say, you know, you try it. You go for it, kids. You have the whole report. You got all 448 pages. None of the Democrats, by the way, have actually gone to view the fully unredacted report. They can go. They can go to the special room of the Justice Department. If they're so set about, set on this idea of impeaching Trump, go look at the full report unredacted. You know, only two people have gone to see it, both Republicans. These people are complete and utter frauds. If you think you have the evidence to impeach, roll the dice. Let's see what you got, guys. Let's see what you have. See where it ends up. But in the midst of his congressional harassment today, Barr explained how the special counsel process actually works.
His work concluded when he sent his report to the Attorney General. At that point, it was my baby, and I was making a decision as to whether or not to make it public. And I effectively overrode the regulations, used discretion to lean as far forward as I could to make that public, and was my decision how and when to make it public, not Bob Mueller's. And the job of the Justice Department is now over. That determines whether or not there's a crime. The report is now in the hands of the American people. Everyone can decide for themselves. There's an election in 18 months. That's a very democratic process. But we're out of it. And we have to stop using the criminal justice process as a political weapon.
Bingo. That was the key moment from today. And by the way, particularly when there was no criminal wrongdoing discovered by Mueller. Zero. He couldn't do the interview with the president. He didn't want to go to court to try to get the sit down with the president because he knew he'd lose. So let's break this down for some of the armchair legal analysts out there. There is no disagreement about the central facts of Mueller's investigation. Fact one, there was no criminal conspiracy with Russia. Some people call that collusion. None. Fact two, while the Mueller report did find possible instances of obstructive behavior, it did not come to a conclusion to recommend prosecution. It's a binary choice, either or. The rest, just window dressing. The inconsequential rantings of fanatics who didn't get what they wanted, and they're bitter and they're clinging to the old narrative that went nowhere. The criminal prosecution of the president of the United States wasn't going to happen. It didn't happen.
We're going to play that little clip once an hour all day today. We might even do it tomorrow, because that is the quintessential explanation the Democrats simply won't accept. They just won't accept it. And that's where it gets real tricky. But the fact is, what she just said is the truth. No need to do fact-checking, any of that. What she said was exactly right. By the way, one quick thing I want to get to. In fact, I'm not going to have time in this segment to get to it, but I'll try and do it in our next half hour. There was a clip that we took from MSNBC a day ago. We were going to use it yesterday. We just ran out of time. But it gives you the best example that I can give you, and it involves the Venezuela coup d'etat. Simply put, it is the best example of why we need the Second Amendment. We need to protect our rights to keep and bear arms, because if we don't, we can end up like Venezuela. What does that cover? We'll let Kerry Sanders tell you coming up in just a bit. First, though, you know what it's time for now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
I love Jim Marsh and I love John Zarpalis. Great patriots, great Americans, and more importantly, great Nevadans. I absolutely love people like that. Stick around. Top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root. What did he think of William Barr's testimony? Nancy Pelosi is claiming that he lied in testimony yesterday to the Senate. Yeah, the Senate Judiciary Committee. We'll talk about that coming up top of the hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mmm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like Attorney General William Barr is not going to show up to testify at today's House committee hearing. In a statement, a Justice Department spokesman says Barr will skip the hearing because of plans to have committee staffers question him. The department calls that inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. Meanwhile, at a Senate hearing yesterday, some Democrats were accusing Barr of lying and protecting President Trump rather than acting as an attorney general. Democratic Congresswoman Mazie Hirono.
Being attorney general of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed
that trusts America deserves better. You should resign.
Republican chairman of that panel, Lindsey Graham, accused Hirono of slandering Barr. In his testimony, Barr stood by the way he's handled the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, money, money. Money, you gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Hour one of the full three-hour dose of Live and Local Now. By the way, you want to hear all 3 hours. We have our new podcast that is there for you. It's free, and it's available to you about 3 o'clock every afternoon. You got all 3 hours of the show. And all you got to do is just go to my website, which is kevinwallradio.com. kevinwallradio.com. And by the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by our friends at Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Okay, I wanted to get to this yesterday, and we simply ran out of time. But it is the best example I can give you of why we need the Second Amendment, why we need your rights to keep and bear arms protected, why we should defend the NRA, as people now from the left are attacking it. They're questioning its nonprofit status, trying to drag it in front of the IRS. I want you to listen to Kerry Sanders. Was on with Andrea Mitchell the other day, and they were talking about the coup d'etat that has been underway in Venezuela. And Kerry Sanders unwittingly gave us more proof of why we need the Second Amendment. This is Cut 8. Kerry Sanders with Andrea Mitchell, MSNBC. Here it is.
NBC's Kerry Sanders joins me now with more on the story. I know, Kerry, you've spent a lot of time down there. I think it has been surprising to a lot of people in Washington, in the administration at least, that this is taking longer than they thought, despite the sanctions, despite the pressure. With the help of Russia and other outside forces, Maduro is hanging on.
And not only hanging on, but he appears to still control the military. You have to understand, in Venezuela, gun ownership is not something that is open to everybody. So if the military have the guns, they have the power. And as long as Nicolas Maduro controls the military, he controls the country. And Juan Guaido and his supporters have tried to peacefully protest. They have gathered in large numbers.
Bottom line. What Kerry Sanders said is the very reason why we fight ferociously to protect our Second Amendment rights. Why the NRA, why various groups around the state, Nevada Firearms Coalition, and so many other groups that do such a great job. And yet people are still attacking. You know, every time there is a mass shooting, even if it's not a mass shooting, even if only one person dies in a synagogue, the first thing that people talk about is, oh my God, we got to confiscate the guns. Eric Swalwell wants to eliminate semi-automatic weapons. Take them away from you. He says, keep your shotgun, keep your handgun, no problem. But these semi-automatic rifles have got to go. And I'm just going to tell you, Kerry Sanders didn't know what he was doing, and Andrea Mitchell didn't pick up on it. But so somebody reasonably sensitive to this issue should have immediately stepped in and said, well, now, wait a minute. We're trying to do the same thing as they're doing in Venezuela. They're trying to take the guns away. So the only people that have the guns are the military. Is that really what you want? One other issue that I want to get to before the break. And this was on Hannity last night. Joe DiGenova is a former federal prosecutor. And in talking about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and the investigation that William Barr is doing on that, you know, the Steele dossier, it's interesting because I don't think a lot of people out there, even people who listen to this show, those of you that listen, I don't think a lot of you know how gargantuan a task this is and what could end up resulting from an investigation of how we got here relative to the Mueller investigation, the Steele dossier, etc. I don't think a lot of people around America really know what is at stake, but Joe DiGenova, he knows, and he was on with Sean Hannity. This is cut number 5. And this was from last night's Hannity on Fox News Channel.
It is clear, though, that at the time prior to the election and subsequent to the election, there were a group of people inside the FBI at the senior levels on the 7th floor who decided that they were going to protect Hillary Clinton, they were going to change 302s, and they were going to make sure that she was
testimonies. Explain.
They were going to change 302 interview notes. They were going to exonerate Hillary, and they were going to frame Donald Trump. It is inescapable, no matter what all these people are saying at the New York Times and the Washington Post with their silly editorials, they are missing one of the great corruption stories of American law enforcement. And sad to say, it involves the senior levels of the FBI, and it is a national disgrace.
One of or the biggest?
I would consider this the largest law enforcement scandal in history for this reason. The activities of McCabe and others, and Bruce Orr and others, were designed to subvert the Constitution and a national election, the most serious offense under our Constitution.
And by the way, he's right on that. What is going to be interesting to see is what comes out of this. Will people actually go to jail? Will people actually be prosecuted? I hope they will. There are people who have been career FBI people, what Mark Levin calls the deep state. And to be honest with you, these are people that were trying for a coup d'etat of their own. I mean, you would expect it in some third world country like Venezuela, okay? But you wouldn't expect it in America. And that's exactly what has been happening. What we have right now going on in this country of people who were trying to invoke the 25th Amendment, people that were claiming that the president was unfit and he should be thrown out of the White House. Then you had people that said, oh, my God, he's a Russian agent. Now, we find out that none of that is true. He is fit for the job. Is he different? Is he a different kind of president? Absolutely. But you have people who have been trying to promote a bloodless coup d'etat. What you have in Venezuela is violence and the army and a population that has no weapons because they are forbidden by law to do so. That's what you've got. And that goes back to the Kerry Sanders piece on MSNBC. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We will come back. When we come back, we were anxious to find out about the financial situation in the 80th Nevada legislature. We're wrapping up, tomorrow we'll wrap up week 13. Believe it or not, they're done the first week of June, I believe. And the big question is always, well, how much money are we going to have to play with? And it turns out that based on a December projection and cycling ahead to today, that they've seen an increase in general fund revenue to the tune of about $42.8 million. Yeah. Now, that's got to carry us from 2019 through 2021. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin. In fact, I'll give you the numbers. I'll try not to make your head spin, okay? But it turns out they may have more money to play with, although Jim Wheeler disagrees with that. We'll find out. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, Call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
One of the things I really like about Laura Ingraham, and I liked it about her when she was a talk show host, and I like her now with the Ingraham angle every night, Monday through Friday on Fox News Channel, is her ability to cut through all the BS and kind of cut to the chase. And that's what she did this last night really well with the William Barr testimony. Let's go to cut seven. This is Laura Ingraham, kind of with the bottom line on the William Barr testimony. Here it is from last night on Fox News Channel.
I want you to understand the most crucial part of Barr's Senate testimony and what it tells us about where we're going over the next several months. And beyond all the fake outrage over Bob Mueller disagreeing with Barr's release of the summary without his summary and the slanderous attacks on the attorney general today, this is the most important thing to know.
We first heard that the special counsel's decision not to decide the obstruction issue at the March 5th meeting when he came over to the department, and we were frankly surprised that they were not going to reach a decision on obstruction. And we asked them a lot about the reasoning behind this and the basis for this. Special Counsel Mueller stated three times to us in that meeting, in response to our questioning, that he emphatically was not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found obstruction.
Okay, this is stunning. What all of this means is that despite all the chatter and gossip, hair pulling today, despite the continuing leaks, Mueller was unable to find obstruction. And further, the Justice Department, their longstanding opinion from the OLC that a sitting president cannot be indicted had no bearing on Mueller's findings. Notice that the legal geniuses over at MSNBC did not interrupt their live coverage of the hearing to highlight what I just shared with you, because they were too busy doing fantastical real-time fact checks, which I'm going to show you in just a moment. But this was my favorite description of the day.
The special counsel investigation started by his hand-picked deputy attorney general.
We will continue to hear from the president's hand-picked attorney general.
Trump's hand-picked attorney general, William Barr.
This behavior by his hand-picked attorney general, this Roy Cohn type guy who's working for him, not the country.
No, wait a second. Was the attorney general in the Trump administration supposed to be picked by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? What would they prefer, a randomly selected AG? Just pull someone off the street? Or maybe we can just go to a lottery system instead. Every attorney general is selected by the sitting president. He serves at the pleasure of the president. Every single one of them. So these people, these other media outlets, they don't even know just basic government functioning, I guess, or they're just spinning foolishness. And the media were not alone in their slanderous attacks on Barr, of course. Having determined that there was no Trump-Russia collusion, Democrats have now moved on to a Trump-Barr collusion narrative.
Well, let me cut to the chase on this one for you. This is just another example of where the fake news media says stuff that they know is misleading at best, false at the worst. When they say handpicked, of course he's handpicked. So is the Secretary of the Treasury. So is the Defense Secretary. Yeah, believe it or not, the SecDef is handpicked by the president. Nobody ever makes a big deal about that. But God forbid you be an attorney general that won't give you the narrative you want, where the facts don't lead us in that direction. That's what's happening. That's exactly what is happening. I'm gonna tell you, this is another example. The people that you heard, Brian Williams and Chris Matthews and Jake Tapper, they were all the same ones that told you there was not a path to 270 electoral college votes for president or for candidate Donald J. Trump. They were the same ones that swore up and down there was no way, there's no path to 270. And they're the same ones that had egg on their face that night in November of 2016. They were the same ones that were incredulous and who have fought night and day to destroy this president. That's what we've got. Very quickly, I'm going to try and do this as fast as I can. I promised I would get this to you. The Economic Forum is a group. To me, they're like the Fed. Nobody really knows a lot about them, and you only care about them on certain days. In this, you know, with the Fed, it's when they're going to raise rates, interest rates. And the other thing, and the with this group, it's only on May 1st. Does what they say matter? And it is a panel of five economic and taxation experts from the private sector. It was a group created in 1993, I believe. And all the state agencies and the governor and the legislature are required to use the forum's forecast. What they do is they say, how much money are we going to be taking in this year? So that's going to give the legislature an idea of how much money they have to spend. They can't deficit spend, okay? And what we're finding now is that the panel came up with a, and again, this is a guesstimate, and that's all it is. They approved a forecast that increased a December projection by an extra $42.8 million. So they found an extra $42.8 million. That doesn't mean the governor and the Democrat-led legislature are going to have oodles of cash to deal with. They're not necessarily going to have that money. Jim Wheeler, who is the minority leader, he is skeptical. He is skeptical. The one thing we do know from the Economic Forum is that Nevada is the fastest growing economy in the country right now. And yes, we are awash. We are flush with capital. Now, one of the things that we set out to do, what was it, 4 years ago? When we started this statewide radio program, one of the things we sought to do was to create a platform so that regular folks, not people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Mark Levin, you know, they have the Rush Minute and the Hannity Minute and all of that. We wanted something. We wanted something that just everyday people could be a part of. It's called Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get into classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Coming up, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Oh, I just love it. We'll talk about what's going on in our nation's capital and the no-show for the House Judiciary Committee. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.